Isaiah 43:19 says this. Here's Isaiah speaking, and he says, "Behold, I will do a new thing. Now it shall spring forth. Shall you not know it? I will even make a road in the wilderness and rivers in the desert." I want you to understand that God is going to take the journey that you're going through the wilderness, wherever your challenges are. And here's what the promise is. God says, "I'm going to do a new thing for you." You may have been in the wilderness a long time, but I'm going to do a new thing for you. It may have been painful, but I'm going to do a new thing. He says, "I'm going to create a road in the wilderness. I'm going to create a road in the wilderness for you." I know some of you feel lonely and rejected and pain. You're in painful places. But this road leads to your destiny.
It's in Isaiah 43:19. He says this, "Behold, I am doing a new thing. It's already happening. Don't you see it?" God loves new. God loves new because God is always looking for a new vessel to do a new work in a new generation. God is not a duplicator. He is a creator. He's not trying to duplicate the past. He's trying to create a new thing. I don't know about you, but I'm ready for something new. Here's my question for you. Let me ask you this. What is the new thing God is trying to do in your life? What is the new thing God is trying to do in your life? What is that thing that you choose not to see? But you know God has called you into something new. What is that? Some of you right now are sitting on a dream that God gave you and doing nothing with it. But let me tell you, God is calling you to something new, and it's time for you to move past your fear. The first enemy of new is fear. Fear is the number one weapon that Satan will use against you to keep you from experiencing the greatness of God. Fear will paralyze you. It will make you run away from God's calling. It will keep you from experiencing new blessings. And it'll keep you from God using and doing something new in and through you for others. Satan will use anything to make you afraid of becoming the man or woman God has called you to be. He'll say things like, "You're too old. You're too young. You're not good enough. You're not good looking enough. You're not worthy. You can't do this. You don't have enough faith." He will use all these tactics, and for a lot of us, fear shows up different. Some of us are afraid of failure. So Satan loved to use fear. And guess what I have to tell the enemy? In Christ, all things are possible. It is not me, but it's Christ within me. So I might not be enough, but Jesus is enough. That's my encouragement to you. Do not let fear keep you from the new thing that God is doing in your life. Do not let fear stop you from walking in your calling. I want you to hear this. Get busy doing what God has called you to do. Get busy doing the thing that I created you for. Get busy doing the thing that I built you for, that I prepared you for, that I have prepared for you. Get busy. Go do it.
Don't wait to begin. Don't wait to begin. Do it now. Three words can change your life. Do it now. There's never going to be an ideal time or circumstance to start on that change you want, ever. Here's what Ecclesiastes says. This is written by Solomon. If you wait for perfect conditions, you'll never...
Finding a hoodie that lasts through the season can be tough. The American Giant Classic Full Zip Hoodie is made to last a lifetime, so you can count on it to bring you comfort and warmth year after year. The iconic Classic Full Zip Hoodie is the jacket that started it all for American Giant. Custom heavyweight fleece and side panels for mobility make it the best hoodie ever. And a double-lined hood and reinforced elbow patches means this hoodie will last. Born from a commitment to support the communities that create its products, every American Giant piece is made in America and designed to last. No exceptions. The result is durable clothing, like the premium Slub Crew tee, no BS high-rise pant, and slim roughneck pant that become part of your life. Snag the hoodie that will bring you comfort for life. The American Giant Classic Full Zip. And save 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com when you use code STAPLE20 at checkout. That's American-Giant.com, code STAPLE20.
Never get anything done. Isn't that true? I hear people say, well, Rick, when things settle down. But things will never settle down. It's called life. It's never going to settle down. So you have to learn to live life in unfavorable conditions. It's just the way it is. It's never going to settle down. You learn to do what you ought to do no matter what the circumstances are. So whatever you're going to do, and you should do it now. Things will never settle down. Stop waiting for a perfect day.
So I'm looking for the new thing. I'm embracing today's possibilities. His mercies are new every morning. I'm looking for the new mercy today. Not the old thing again, but the new thing. Not the second chance, but the new beginning.
It's easy to get stuck in life when we've gone through disappointments, had a setback, tried and our dream didn't work out. We can settle where we are and think this is as good as it gets. But God said in Isaiah, I am doing a new thing. Even now it springs forth. Can you not perceive it? God is about to do something new in your life. He didn't create you to get stuck at one level and stay there. He has new opportunities, new relationships, new favor. This is a new day. Chains that have held you back are being loosed. What's kept you in captivity is coming to an end. You may have obstacles that look too big. You don't see how you can accomplish that dream. Feels like you're stuck. You're in captivity, restricted by your environment. God is saying to you what he said to them. I am doing a new thing. I am making rivers in those deserts. I'm turning the barren places into fertile ground. Now get in agreement with God. Yes, Lord, this is for me today. I receive it into my spirit. I'm getting ready for something new. Lord, amaze me with your goodness. Turn this problem around. God, show out in my life. You could see your new thing tomorrow. You could see your breakthrough this week. You could get that scholarship this month. You could see your healing, your promotion, your abundance this year. When God says he's going to do a new thing, that means it's not going to be like the old thing. It's going to be different. The new thing may not be what you were expecting. It may not happen the way you thought it would. Stay open for how God is going to do it. Don't put him in a box and limit him to one way. Most of the time, the way we want it done is less than what God has in mind. What he has planned will be much bigger, much better. Trust him to do it his way. If we're set in how we want it to happen, we can miss the new thing. Can I tell you, some of the new things God is going to do in your life is not going to be what you're expecting. He's going to do it a different way, with different people, different circumstances. Could it be that God is doing a new thing now and you don't perceive it? He's opening a door, but you don't want to go through it. It's not what you thought it would look like. He's bringing people across your path that are divine connections, but they're not what you were expecting. Don't get set in your way. The new thing may not look like what you had in mind. Don't limit what you've seen in the past to what God is going to do in your future. God never does his greatest feats in your yesterdays. They're always in your tomorrows. Here's the question. Can you perceive it? Do you believe that God's up to something new, something amazing, or are you looking back at what used to be? What didn't work out? Change your focus. No more looking in the rearview mirror. Start looking forward. Start expecting his goodness. This is a new day. God is doing a new thing in your life.
This is the new Weight Watchers. It works for members like JoJo, who's learning simple, healthy habits, Sharia, who's making progress with meds, and Kim, who still gets to eat what she loves. For over 60 years,
We've helped millions of members find what works for them. Now it's your turn. Watch your life open up. Watch your story shift. Watch what you're capable of. Watch it work. Get started today at WeightWatchers.com.